Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape. When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. Tonight, I am your host. I am John Bosch. That means Matt Price finally gets to step into the contestant chair again. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I've been really enjoying hosting. Honestly, I've come up with a few new games to play, but I'm also looking forward to getting back and, you know, defending the championship.
Well, I did not come up with new games. I mailed it in because that's who I am. So we're going back to some oldies but goodies. We've got two people coming on to take you on. I'm going to introduce Kevin first so that I can introduce the final guest in the proper manner. So, Kevin, how are you doing tonight? Kevin Cotillo of FF Funhouse. FF Funhouse. Almost did it. Almost.
We're the FF Funhouse now. Also, Dynasty Wall Street with you.
Ah, I hear that pod's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, there's at least one good host on it. We'll
I agree
keep it
with
at that.
There's one.
And I do appreciate you guys bringing me on to get slaughtered by Matt. It would have been a lot better if I could go up against you, John. But you know,
that's a pretty common sentiment. And then, of course, we've got another big gun. We've got actually a chance at taking down Matt tonight, not from Kevin, but from, as Kevin referred to him, the better Sal. Sal Stefanelli, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. If you think you brought me on the show to beat Matt, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
I am often disappointed when Matt's competing. I mean, I'm unbiased. I'm completely unbiased. There's no rooting interest at all. So before we get into it, Sal, where can we find you? If somebody's not aware of who you are, where can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me at alexsmith.com. I run
perfect
the 80 on that website. Make sure the records are up to date. Sometimes you can also find me at 2qbs.com, which I have the exact same job at.
Nice, nice. And also a pizza place, I've heard. Is the pizza job over now?
No, it's still ongoing.
Still ongoing. All right. So, Matt, we do still have shirts for sale, of course. Come buy our shirts. Buy them. Sal's got a 2QB guide to help you in all your 2QB needs. Oh, Matt's wearing the shirt tonight. Wow, look at that. Fancy. So go out and support Sal. Help Sal out. You know, he's nice enough to come on and give his time. So return that favor. And then buy some shirts from us. You know, buy like 8 of them. Feel free. All right. Matt, you got something before we start?
Yeah, I have a question real quick, and feel free to edit this out, John, but I wanted to see, I know I've been giving Kevin some crap for his vertigo issues, but seriously, are you doing okay? Because that's scary. I have some coworkers that have had some really scary incidences with it.
I appreciate you asking. Yeah, I'm doing much better now. So today was actually 2 weeks ago from when it hit me, and I will tell you, the first day that it hit me was absolutely miserable. My wife found me just after dinner time. She'd come in from playing in the yard with my daughter, and I was crumpled up in a heap in the middle of the living room, couldn't move, sweating. Gosh. It was just a nasty scene. I've never had it before, so I had no idea what it was, which also led to some panic. And it's tough, man. For anyone who has it, you really can't do anything. So yeah. I was laid up for at least a week, basically. Finally got to the point where I could move around a little bit, but I still haven't really driven. So 2 weeks later, and I'm hoping to be able to get back to driving towards the end of the, you know, or early next week is when I go back to the doctor. So hopefully I'll get better, but I do feel a lot better. So thank you for asking.
Good, man. I'm glad.
Yeah. And I certainly don't want to gloss over that. But I've actually already asked Kevin a couple of times.
I didn't know if it was public knowledge. I didn't know if he wanted people.
I wasn't just ignoring that Kevin, you know, is like laying on the floor and can't see the world and it's spinning. So All right, so Kevin, if you can just say these following words so that I can chop it together, just say, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Okay, now I can just edit all the way down to that. Perfect, thank you. Matt, as the constantly returning champion, you get to pick the first game. Tonight we have three games. We have, what did we call it? ADP Card Sharks. We also have the trade game. You get to pick between one of those two, and then we've got a third game that we will be played as possibly a tiebreaker if we need to.
You're not going to let me play that third game? Pick that third game?
No, you're not going to pick that. We're only going to do that if we have to.
All right, I'll do ADP Card Sharks.
All righty. So in ADP Card Sharks, I have all four positions. We'll play the three major ones. If there's a tie after the first three, we will go to tight end, which is disgusting and ugly, to break the tie. The point of this game is to get the person whose ADP has changed, positive or negative, the most over the time frame given. Time frame given is 2016 to 2018 now. So August 2016
to
August 2018. Yes, got to think back all the way to 2 years ago. This is Dynasty where we play and guys are on it, going to be on my roster for the next 5 or 6 years. That quarterback's on my team for 10 years, right? So we should be able to remember 2 years ago. I don't think any of us are. I looked when I was going through these numbers. I was like, wow, that's impressive. So what will happen is I have 7 cards for each position. Matt will get to go first and choose a number 1 through 7. It's just a random number that will give him a name, which is his card. He can choose to either stay with that card or he can move on and get one other card to replace it. Then it will go to we'll let Sal go second and we'll make Kevin end on the first one. So, Matt, you get to pick the position as well. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. What do you choose?
I'll go quarterback, John.
All right. So quarterback, 2016 to 2018. Pick your card, 1 through 7.
Lucky number seven.
And that card is, speaking of, Alex Smith was the 7th card in this deck. So how do you want to stay on Alex Smith, 2016 to 2018, or, you know, try one more and get what you get?
I feel like I'm going to talk it out. I feel like he probably hasn't moved that much. So I'm going to take a new card. Hesitantly.
Passing on Alex Smith, of course, as everybody does. Those fools.
Sorry, Sal. I'll take him on my fantasy team because he's so cheap. I just don't think he's increased that much value-wise.
All right, so card 1 through 6. Matt, pick another card.
5.
Number 5. That is Blake Bortles, and Matt is sitting at Blake Bortles. All right, Sal, you got to pick a card 1 through 6, but not number 5.
2.
Number 2. That is Matt Ryan. So you can choose to stay with Matt Ryan, 2-year change, or switch to one other card.
So basically, I have to figure out his ADP jump from 2016 to 2018. No, I'll stay on him. Let's play this game out.
All righty. So Sal is staying on Matt Ryan. Kevin, you've got plenty of choices. 1, 3, 4, 6. 4 cards to choose from. You get to pick one.
You mean number 1.
Number 1, Tyrod Taylor, or Tyrod, or however it's pronounced. So
didn't even seem that convincing when he was explaining what his real name was and what his mom. He was like, you know, he was doing this whole thing with his beard. He was like, oh, you know, whatever. You guys always call me that anyway. So
yeah, it's still Tyrod.
It's
sorry,
Tyrod.
Nobody
because he can't be to God, right?
That's true. That sounds terrible.
Sorry, Kevin.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to.
You gave him plenty of time to think.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to the Tyrod, you know, was he the unquestioned starter in 2016? I think he was, right?
2016 was your beginning in Dynasty, wasn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, that's really when I got started. Yep. So
you should remember everything because it was fresh to you back then.
You know what? I'm going to stick with Tyrod Taylor.
All righty, and this game is off to a disappointing start, so... Matt started out with Alex Smith, who in 2016 was the 31st quarterback off the board. This is, of course, single quarterback. After that, and 2 years later, he was the 25th. So in all of his success, he has climbed up a whopping 6 spots and is still not being drafted as a top, you know, a QB1 or QB2 in a 12-team league. That's just crazy to me. So Matt smartly passed on that and went to the Blake Bortles. 2016, he was the 6th quarterback the board. People loved him 2 years ago. Wow. Just loved him. He was going to be great. And then people hated him.
And I think never he's kind realized of bounced. He was that high. That's insane.
Yeah. At least that's what it said on DLF when I looked it up. I was a little surprised he was 6, but I do remember people like did love him back then. He has dropped down to 27. So that is a 21 spot drop for Matt Price. Sal went with Matt Ryan, who was at number 20 2 years ago. Did have that spike, but then he has fallen right back down. He's now at 18, so that's only a 2-spot difference. Kevin went with Tyrod Taylor, who 2 years ago was up to 13. The Konami code was getting a little bit more oomph to it. Now he's down to number 29, as people don't even know when he's gonna keep his starting job for a while. So only a 16-spot change for Kevin. Matt wins this game. Jimmy G was on the list and could have actually beaten Matt. And I have no doubt in my mind, if Kevin would have drawn the Jimmy G card, there's no way Kevin was going away from Jimmy G. So the first round goes to Matt Price. Matt, you get a pick, running back or wide receiver, and we will move along.
I'll do running back, John.
All right, running back. Pick your card, Matt Price.
Number 7. It worked out last time.
Number 7. Yeah, you skipped it right away. Number 7, Mark Ingram.
Wow. That's a really good one. I think I'm going to stick on Mark Ingram.
All righty. Matt is sticking on Mark Ingram. Kevin, we'll let you go second this time.
Give me number 3.
Number 3. That is David Johnson.
So August of 2016, eh?
Correct. Are you looking up his ADP from 2 years ago?
No. I'm gonna take a different card.
Okay, that was a smart decision because he's only changed one. I don't know what took you so long there. So, all right, Kevin, pick a number. You can't go with 3, and you can't go with 7.
Give me number 2.
Number 2, Devontae Freeman. That is where you are sticking.
Yeah.
Sal, you get to pick 1, 4, 5, or 6.
Let's go with 4.
Number 4 is Alex Collins.
I'll stick with him.
Yeah.
All righty. So we started out with Matt, who went with Mark Ingram and stuck immediately. Mark Ingram was up to number 8 2 years ago. Oh, how the times have changed. He's now running back 29 off the board for a 21-spot change for Matt. Kevin went to DJ, who only changed 1 spot. It took him 10 minutes to decide not to stay with DJ. And he moved on to Devontae Freeman. Slight improvement. He dropped 7 spots from running back 6 to running back 13. Sal went with Alex Collins, who literally was the bullseye on this one. He was running back 62 2 years ago. Now running back 28. So Sal crushed this one. He definitely gets the point here. The other ones I had on the list were Kenyon Drake and Deion Lewis and Giovanni Bernard. Giovanni Bernard has just absolutely plummeted, which I still find shocking because, like, if Mixon gets hurt, Gio's going to get so much work. I mean,
yeah. He was close to a first round startup pick the year after his rookie season. So
yeah, he was 19th running back off the board in 2016, and now I don't know. I still like Gio. I was surprised to see that he had dropped down that low. So all right, Sal, we are going to go on to wide receiver. Basically, it's you and Matt, and Kevin can tie it to force it to the ugliness of tight ends if he wants. Sal, you get to pick a card 1 through 7.
Number two
is Josh Gordon.
Who does number 2 work for?
That's a tough one because you could go either way. I'm gonna pass on that one.
All righty, pick one other card, not number 2.
7.
Number 7 is Allen Robinson. That is where you are staying. We will go to Matt next. Matt, you have 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'll go one.
Number one, Randall Cobb.
Ooh. Randall.
I'm gonna stick.
Matt sticks with Randall Cobb. Kevin, you have 3, 4, 5, 6 to choose from. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's right. 3, 4, 5, 6.
You mean number five.
Number five, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, 2016. I don't know that that's going to beat Randall Cobb. I don't know, though. I mean, I'm going to stick, I guess.
All righty. So Kevin sticks. All right. So Sal started out here and went with Josh Gordon, who's actually gone from number 43 to number 25. So he's risen 18 spots. Then we moved on to Matt, who drew Randall Cobb, who has dropped from the 18th overall. Or I'm sorry, Sal. I'm sorry. Sal did not stick with Gordon. He moved on to Allen Robinson, who has only fallen from 5 to 13, so that's only an 8-spot drop. Then we went to Matt, who got Randall Cobb. He stuck there. Randall Cobb has fallen from 18 to 50 for a 42-spot drop. We went on to Kevin, who took Diggs. Diggs has gone from 44th to 10th for a 34-spot leap. So Matt wins the game. Other wide receivers that I had in here, of course, Sammy Watkins, got to talk about him. He has fallen 13 spots since then. We also had Davante Adams, who would have been the bullseye here, who's gone from 61 to 8. Talk about a huge jump. And then the one that surprised me, and I'm just going to, for fun, Matt's already won the game, but I'm kind of curious what your guys' thoughts are on Larry Fitzgerald. What has happened to his ADP in the last 2 years?
It's risen. It's risen.
I say he went up.
It has risen.
And like probably a decent amount. Like
a lot.
20 or 30 spots. Like not that. Yes. Maybe like 20 spots.
It was 51 in 2016. And now it's 24. How does that happen?
Because 2015 was the terrible, terrible, terrible Cardinals season.
16 was the year that he quote unquote reinvented himself, right? That he
became a slot receiver.
Yeah, moved, but like. That is insane. So looking at this list and all these changes, I mean, I was pretty shocked when I'm going through a two-year comparison. Just some of these names, I mean, we take for granted that, like, these are the top guys. They've been the top guys, but they really haven't. I mean, Davante Adams and Diggs have made humongous jumps to come up to the top 13 or top 10. Randall Cobb, I mean, has basically just fallen off the map. Now everybody kind of wants to get him because he's such a value. And Fitzgerald somehow was on that end of his career. And now he's being taken as a wide receiver too in a dynasty. Dynasty mock. I know there's probably some redraft influence this time of the year, but there would have been redraft influence 2 years ago too in the same month. So like,
I mean, that was the year that he had what, like Drew Stanton and Ryan Lindley and whoever else throwing to him. And that was when they were still using him outside. So once he learned to play inside, he could play with bad quarterbacks and he's, you know, with Palmer, you know, that helped him out. And now Bradford is still an upgrade over that season. So he's the greatest, man. I love that guy. He's one of my favorites of all time.
People can't assume that they're drafting him for more than a year though. Right. Maybe two.
I mean, you can't, you can't plan on it, but I think two is certainly possible.
That's just, I was shocked by him. Is there anybody that you can think about right now that, you know, is up there that you think is going to have just the meteoric plummet or the meteoric rise from somebody real low down? Anybody got any names? I know that's on the spot, but I'm curious thoughts. Any of the positions.
Where's Corey Davis going nowadays?
20, like third, you know, round.
I feel like he's somewhere in there. He's still being drafted on his potential.
I think the obvious one is Trubisky. If he has a great season like Goff did, I think he could jump up there. I don't know if you call it meteoric, but you know.
Yeah, but then he 15 spots. He could theoretically end up like Bortles. End up Bortles.
That's absolutely true.
At 5 and then back down into the 20s.
The next absolutely 2 true. Years later. Huh. It's just interesting to me to I mean, we all play this game for the long term.
Le'Veon could die next year.
We all
right. Yeah.
It's true.
You know, value-wise, not like himself.
But, you know, the most interesting thing about this game, though, Bosh, is that you put two Packers in the wide receiver category, which just
I did put two Packers in the wide receiver category. You know, that's true.
Just throwing it out there as, you know.
going in opposite directions.
John is sabotaging himself. He usually just tries to sabotage me, but now he's overanalyzing it.
Kevin, had you gone on and selected the right card, you would have selected the winning Packer.
Right.
Instead of the wrong Packer. So, all right. So Matt has won game one. Congratulations, Matt. That means we get to go to the trade game next. So in this game, I am going to give two choices. The contestants get to pick one guy that they want to go for out of those two choices, and they have to make a 2-for-1 offer. So this is the time of year. Everybody's got to get their roster to within their limits of their league. So you might be looking to, you know, package two guys together to get one guy and save that roster spot instead of having to drop somebody. All right, we will start with Matt, of course, since he won the first game. So, Matt, we're going to start with some running backs, some young running backs that are right next to each other. Dalvin Cook or Kareem Hunt? Which player do you want to make a trade for, and who do you want to offer?
Neither. I'll do Hunt.
All righty, and what do you want to offer?
For Hunt, I will offer you Jerick McKinnon and Rashad Penny. That's probably way too high, but I hate both of those guys. So,
all right, Kevin, on to you. Which player do you want to make an offer for, and what is your offer?
I'll do Kareem Hunt as well, and I will trade you Christian McCaffrey and Tyler Lockett.
Well, you're giving up two of your guys. Do I have to put in the Kevin Cotillo bonus for this?
Yeah, like, there you go.
I mean, that's like an extra triple. You got to triple the number then, right? I mean, that's pretty much the deal.
Yeah, right. I would never make that offer, but I would accept that trade in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you would. All right, so CMC and Lockett. All right, Sal. What do you got? Who are you going to give me? Who do you want to go after, and what are you going to give me?
Let's switch up here. I'll go for Cook.
Okay.
And I will offer Jordan Howard and Brandon Cooks.
All right. We have all of the offers. We're going to start with the Kareem Hunt offers. Kareem Hunt comes in on the calculator. And by the way, we are using Dynasty Trade Calculator. Thank you. Courtesy of DynastyTradeCalculator.com. Kareem Hunt comes in at 35.2. Matt offered Jerick McKinnon, who's 21.9, and Rashad Penny, who is 15.2, for a total of 37.2. That is close, 2 points off. We are playing here 12-team PPR. That's it. If it's anything different, I will let you guys know. Kevin offered Christian McCaffrey and Tyler Lockett, which hurt his soul, even in a fake offer. Christian McCaffrey, 29.5. Tyler Lockett, 4.7. Kevin takes the lead, 34.2. Almost nailed it. Sal offered Jordan Howard and Brandon Cooks for Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook comes in at 33.7. The combination of Howard and Cooks comes in at 46.6. So Kevin wins round one. Congratulations, Kevin. And you guys didn't ruin any of my future players that I've already looked up. So that's fantastic. I want to say thank you for that.
Just because I'm OCD about it, how much did I lose by?
1 point.
1 point, even.
1 point, Matt.
All right.
The same as if you would have lost by 25. So if that makes you feel any better.
It doesn't.
I figured it wouldn't. That's good. All right, we're going to move on to the next pair. And Kevin are going to start this one out. Then Matt, then Sal. Kevin. Who do you want to offer for, Amari Cooper or Mike Evans?
The value on those guys has changed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So much from what I expected it to be this year.
Okay, I'll just tell me which guys you want me to use, and I'll use them.
That would be very helpful. Thank you. I'll do Mike Evans. I will go with...
2-for-1 makes it a lot harder. I like it a lot better. It
seriously does.
I'll give you Juju and...
And my first player is ruined.
Oh man, I'm gonna give you Juju and Sony Michelle.
Oh, again, there's no way Kevin gives up Sony. No chance in the world. All right, Matt, what do you got?
Mike Evans or who? Amari Cooper. I'm just going to do Mike Evans. That's fine. And I'll do Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon and how about Joe Mixon and Josh Gordon? Although Izzy hates him now, so maybe that was terrible.
All righty, Sal. Who do you want to go after and what do you want to offer?
I'll go with Amari Cooper.
All righty.
And I will go with Allen Robinson and Alex Collins.
Wow, you guys are all close. All right, so the I've tallied it up here. We've got Kevin and Matt going after Mike Evans, so we'll start there again. Mike Evans comes in at 43.2. Kevin offered Juju and Sony, which comes in at a total of 40.9. Very close. Matt offers Joe Mixon and Josh Gordon. So Joe Mixon, Josh Gordon comes in at 43.9. Darn near hit the number on the head. So that is very nicely done. Sal offers for Amari Cooper, 35.5. His offer of Allen Robinson and Alex Collins comes in at 37.4. All of these extremely close, but Matt gets the victory on this one. Which means we go back to Matt to make the first offer for our next pairing, which is now going to be a super flex pairing. We Yay. Are switching up to 12-team super flex. We are going to offer for either Carson Wentz or Andrew Luck. And we will go Matt, Kevin, since Kevin's still got a point here as well, and then Sal will go last again.
I'm going to go Wentz because I'm pretty sure I have no idea how DTC values Luck right now.
I don't know how anybody values Andrew Luck, to tell you the truth.
I mean, I know how I do, but
you're on the Luck
train. I'm guessing it's right. Yeah, I'm definitely on Luck.
I know Kevin's all over Andrew.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Luck. But I'm going to do Carson Wentz, and I'll say I kind of like what Kevin did the first time, so I'm going to try that. I'm going to say Cam Newton and Andy Dalton. That might actually be terrible in Superflex now that I think about it.
All righty. Kevin, on to you.
I will go with Andrew Luck.
Of course you will.
And Kevin was
probably studying his value earlier today.
I will give you – I actually got Andrew Luck from Matt Price in Pigs 1.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, for Rodgers, right? I don't remember what else I gave you for him.
But. I'm not sure what we put in that deal. But, yeah, it was Rodgers and Luck were the two big pieces.
Now we just have to convince Matt to sell Rodgers.
I will give you Jimmy Garoppolo and
– this game is so hard.
So you're giving up your 101 quarterback plus something.
He is not my 101. One or two? No. See, that's a misconception. I've made lots of profit off of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm aware. I'm just giving you crap.
All right. So Jimmy Garoppolo and Jimmy Graham.
Just staying in the Jimmy G pair, huh?
Yeah, we'll just stick with the Jimmy G pair. That's right.
I literally wrote down Jimmy G when you told me Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, nice quick shorthand. Now I have to double it. Well done.
Trying to make it tough for you.
Appreciate that. Now I have to remember you said both of them. All right, Sal, which of these quarterbacks do you want to make an offer for and who do you want to give?
I'm going to trade for Carson Wentz and I'm going to offer Jared Goff and Royce Freeman.
Sal, would you take that offer?
Wow.
If I was really high on Royce Freeman, I'd consider it because, I mean, Goff is still young enough where I can slot him in as my QB2, and I feel like even if he doesn't pan out, I can still replace the quarterback position later on and still have a pretty, like, decent young running back who's valuable in PPR setting.
I would probably just take it, but I would also definitely counter offer because I think I could get a little bit more. Wentz, just play up that Wentz is quarterback. Whatever he is, two or three now in August. I would probably do that deal because I like Royce Freeman a lot.
If that was an opening offer to me, I'd take it. If it was me trying to get Carson Wentz, I would certainly offer it. If it was me selling Carson Wentz, I like Goff. I think he is it's quarterback. They're not going to be that huge of a difference. And adding Royce Freeman on top of it, I think, is easily a trade I'd take. So, all right, let's get to the scoring. We will start with the Carson Wentz trades, which is Matt and Sal. Carson Wentz comes in at 45.9. Matt offered Cam Newton and Andy Dalton, which pair together at 45.2.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, so you missed by 0.7.
Man, they have killed Newton's value there. I thought for sure it was higher than that.
Newton's value was 37.3. It's Andy Dalton that seems to be really dropping value. I think any starting quarterback I think should almost be double digits. Like,
yeah, no, I did. That's why I said I thought I screwed up because I was like, wait a minute, Andy Dalton's probably actually pretty valuable in Superflex.
Yeah, I figured he'd be around 15.
I thought I was over for sure.
I mean, I don't think in a regular league you're going to be able to trade Carson Wentz and get Cam Newton plus another like guaranteed starting quarterback. I mean, Dalton's not in jeopardy of losing his job this year at all. So to me, that has that's valuable in Superflex. Like, that's got a value. All right, Sal offered Jared Goff and Royce Freeman, which comes in at 45 on the dot, just below Matt Price's offer. So close.
Wow.
Kevin offered for Andrew Luck, who comes in at 40.1, Jimmy G and Jimmy G, which comes in at 42.3. Again, super close, but Matt wins this round. Yeah. All right, we've got Delanie Walker or Greg Olsen. Matt, who do you want to offer for and what are you going to pay?
Oh my God. They're both like so volatile right now since they're, I mean, Olsen is, you know, 1 foot out the door and Delanie's hurt now.
True story.
Ah, jeez.
But Delanie's the greatest tight end in football.
I love Delanie so much. He was like my answer for every league this year, basically. And now I don't know. No, I'll go.
Delanie Walker has risen 4 spots in ADP in 2 years. Greg Olsen has dropped 9. I'll tell you, looking at the tight ends, like there were half the guys that I looked at in 2016 weren't even on the 2018 list. And I'm like, son of a bitch.
I'll go with Olsen because I just don't know what they're going to do with. I'm going to offer you Jack Doyle and Jared Cook.
You're really trying to milk that strategy.
I am. I like the one that's close and one that's far away. I like that strategy.
This is what it's like when you play a game with Matt Price. Like as soon as he figures out, they made a really good move. It's just
constantly
used against you. Then
I believe Kevin O'Brien calls that borrowed brilliance. So
yes, that's
so perfect. Take it's flattery. You
guys. It's not stealing. It's borrowed brilliance. That makes it sound a whole lot better. You're right. Alrighty, Kevin, you still have a point in this game, so you're second. Who do you want to go for, Walker or Olsen?
I'll go Walker, and I will give you Jonnu Smith and James White.
Alrighty, and Sal, who do you want to go for, and what do you want to offer?
I'm going to go for Delanie Walker.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to offer Cameron Meredith and Philip Rivers.
All righty. So we will start out with the Delanie Walker offers. Delanie comes in at 5.6 on the calculator. Kevin offered Jonnu Smith and James White, which come in at a combined total of 6.3. Very close there.
Nice.
Sal, also going for Delanie Walker, offered
Cameron. Add up my numbers.
What's that?
Don't even add up my numbers.
Yeah.
You're not far. I mean, that's the thing. You're actually not far off, but you did offer Cameron Meredith and Philip Rivers comes in at 8.1. But I mean, even though it's not far off, Kevin drilled it. Greg Olsen comes in at 9.2. Jack Doyle, still straight disrespected in the calculator at 3.2.
What?
Let me make sure I did that.
Out of
right,
here.
Because Jack Doyle, 3.2. Jared Cook, 3.4. So, yep. Kevin wins this round.
Wow.
Every person that's ever sent that screenshot of the DTC calculator and said, hey, but they add up in here, note that person. And now if they have if they have Jack Doyle, this is the time to go make them an offer.
For real.
Because That's, I mean, just,
you talked about Ebron with Izzy.
I know we did
on Wall Street. So
yeah, we had a huge talk about Ebron, and I'm still, like I said, I'm back on that ship, and I'm probably going to sink and die in the ocean on it.
Going to be a tight end one.
They're both cheap, and I think they both finish. I think they both finish just fine. Like, I think they're not great, not probably not even good, but fine. Like, I think that's where Ebron and Doyle both, I think that's their ceiling is.
I would bet you that Doyle finishes like 10 to 12 spots ahead of Ebron. If you want
10 to 12. Wow.
If you want to make a bet.
I would make that bet.
I don't know what we're betting. I don't know what we're betting.
You want to give me five pigs bucks that in pigs scoring, Jack Doyle finishes 12 spots ahead of Ebron?
I'll give you both action. I'll go $2 each if you both want it.
Deal.
We'll say 10.
I'll take that Ebron finishes within 12 spots.
Ten.
Oh, I thought you said 12. 10 to 12.
I want a bonus. I want a bonus two pigs if Ebron finishes ahead of him.
Ooh.
I'm not giving you that.
That's really good.
10 spots.
10 spots. Well, I'll settle for 11.
I'll take you on the 10.
10. 10. I'm stuck on 10.
I'll give you the 10.
I'm gonna play back that recording that said 10 to 12.
I did say 10 to 12.
Did. All right, you can just bet Kevin. I don't care. I don't know if I have any money in pigs one actually. Anyways, so, I should not bet. I don't think I have much money in either in any of those leagues, tell you the truth. So all right, let's see here. So we've got a 2-2 tie between Kevin and Matt. And we've only got, we're going to play one more question. That way somebody will finish at 3 because I don't want to end up with a 2-2 tie here. So this is going to be just between Kevin and Matt. And this is going to have to make me switch that one out because now I have to pull Juju out. Matt, you get to go first. You get to pick between Corey Davis, who we talked a little bit about already, and Chris Hogan.
I'll go Davis and I'll offer you Brandon Cooks. Actually, no, I'm not going to offer you Brandon Cooks because if Izzy has anything to do with the trade finder, then he's going to be way up there. So I'm not going to offer you Brandon Cooks. I'm going to offer.
Just to let you know, I'm pretty sure it's not just Izzy going in and putting in numbers.
He has influence. I'm sure he has influence. I have no idea how those magic numbers pop out.
I don't either, but I'm pretty sure it's not just Izzy in his basement typing in numbers. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to do that anyway. What?
You're not 100% positive. That's not,
I'm not 100% positive. Yeah. No, I'm not 100% positive. There's a non-zero chance that's exactly how it's calculated.
I'm going to go Jarvis Landry, who's probably like the same, basically. Jordy Nelson.
He's just going to – I love that if you do win this game, you are winning it on the back of Kevin's starting strategy.
Stars and scrubs, we're bringing it to DGN.
It's fantastic. All righty, Kevin. Which one do you want to go for?
I'll go the other route, and I'll take Chris Hogan, and I will give you Julian Edelman and Dante Moncrief.
I like that Kevin's going to win this game by selling all of his guys.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Matt opened up, right, and offered for Corey Davis. He offered Jarvis Landry and Jordy Nelson. Corey Davis comes in at 27.4. Matt's combined offer comes in at 26.1.
Wow.
Nice.
Kevin switched it up and went Hogan, the best wide receiver in New England, and offered Julian Edelman and Dante Moncrief. Hogan comes in at 5.6 only.
Ooh. Wow.
But Oof is right.
He's on the Doyle scale.
Edelman comes in at 4.5 and Moncrief 5.4. So Kevin is obviously off.
If my
this game
Edelman still is that, what was he, like 0.8? Is that what the separation
4.5? Yeah, only off by 1.1.
So, but my estimation of Hogan was around, you know, 9 or so. So I figured,
Kevin, take a big fat wild guess what wide receiver I'm bringing to the table tonight on Wall Street. It is Chris Hogan, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that is terrible. That is terrible.
All right, so. So Matt has won that game and now won both games to start. So Matt has won the night.
Let's play Co-Stars, unless you guys don't want to.
We can do Co-Stars really rapidly. So we'll play Co-Stars just for fun. This is where I will give three teams and the guys will have to name their depth chart, basically, from the skill position. So quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. sorry, kicker is not actually a skill position, so we will not have kickers. All right, the teams that we are going to play with tonight are the Texans, the Chargers, and who was the other one that I drew out there? The Seahawks. Kick us off. Name a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end off of any of those three rosters.
Russell Wilson.
All right, keep going. We'll go Matt, Kevin, Sal. So just fly through it.
All right, Phillip Rivers.
Nick Bannett.
I don't have to say your name, Matt. Just fire through. Remember?
Wait, what did Sal say? I thought he said Big Ben. That's not a team.
He said Nick Vanette.
Nick Vanette. That makes a lot more sense. Is Sal screwing with me right now? Rashad Penny.
Chris Carson.
Katie McKissick.
JD McKissick, yep.
Melvin Gordon.
CJ Procise.
Oh, of course.
Steven Anderson.
Back to me. Keenan Allen.
Deshaun Watson.
Tyrell Williams.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Brandon Whedon.
Cardale Jones.
Will Fuller.
Who is Brandon Whedon the backup for? Is he San Diego?
Oh,
he is.
No, he's the Texans.
Texans. Oh, okay.
It's Kevin's turn.
Yep. I said Will Fuller.
Oh, okay. Doug Baldwin. Did you say Doug Baldwin?
Geno Smith.
I haven't said him. Keep going.
Did you say Geno Smith?
Yeah.
Kiki Cutie.
Tyler Lockett.
Austin Davis.
Lamar Miller.
Mike Williams.
Alex McGough.
McGough. That's how I say it. That's how I say it.
Alex McGough.
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall still on the roster.
Oh,
that's true. How's it going, Kevin?
Yeah. yeah. I don't know. I'm blanking already. It's sad.
Trust me, I've been there. It's how this game goes.
Did Austin Eckler? Did anyone say him?
Nobody has said him yet.
Nice pull.
Joe Webb.
Which team is he on?
Houston.
Is he really? Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
I figured Sal would get basically all of the quarterbacks, right?
You also have to remember I'm in the process of a bad quarterbacks league, so all these names.
I haven't done one of those, but I want to. Jerron Brown.
Yep.
I'm out. I'm blanked.
All righty. Sal,
I know there's more.
Let's see if Sal can take down Matt for an imaginary point.
Bruce Ellington Harmon.
Ooh, nice. Travis Benjamin.
Oh, that's who I was going to go with. the Chargers even have tight ends signed right now? The guy that was on the Broncos, right? Virgil Green?
He's on the Chargers.
Justin Jackson.
Yep.
I'm going to say Jeremy Davis only because I played him in preseason this week. And I remember he's in the league.
Nice. Dylan Cantrell.
Yep.
Don't the Texans have a Chris Thompson on their team?
They do.
He's I was wondering
wide receiver.
If nobody would have gotten him, I was going to bring him up as a name that we should all know because everybody has that risky feeling whenever you go to MFL and you see Chris Thompson. Oh, is that the right one? No. So.
Cardale Jones.
I already said him.
Oh,
you did? Yeah.
Sal said it. Sal didn't say him.
Then, the win.
I know there's another Chargers receiver drafted last year. Artavis Scott.
Maybe wrong, but I feel like at one point I saw, I think it was the Texans that signed Michael Pruitt.
That is correct.
And I'm out. I don't know anybody else after that.
Did we say Amara Darbo yet?
We did not. I knew you'd get that one. He's been your off-season guy.
No, I don't know about that, but... I have no one else.
You've pumped Amara Darbo multiple times.
I got one more. Well, I have a couple. But for the Seahawks, that rookie that just made a little bit of noise, David Moore.
Yes.
Do you want me to keep going?
I don't think he's a rookie. He was on teams last year, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, was he?
I'm pretty sure I picked him up in a couple weeks last year.
Tanner McAvoy. Braxton Miller, I think. No, he got cut, right?
Well, I don't know. He's still listed on our lads, but that could have been
Alfred Blue. We didn't say Deonta Foreman, did we?
We did not. Somehow, Nobody said Deonta Foreman.
That's the name that I kept, like, I had on the tip of my tongue, and for some reason just wouldn't.
TK would have gotten that.
You can't name a player that isn't real.
Tyler Irvin. I think that's my last one.
Tyler Irvin also on there.
I think that's it.
Let's see here. I don't know that there's really anybody. Sammy Coates is still floating around.
Sammy Coates
on the Texans depth chart.
Who's their other running back that keeps popping up?
Nope, you got them all. Matt got them all. Lamar Miller.
No.
The other running Alfred back they have listed.
Alfred Blue. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, I think Matt said him. Yeah. Pretty sure. Quan Bray. I remember seeing him. His name on the. Colts.
Say Ryan Griffin.
Is he a Texan?
I think he did he retire?
Let's see here.
Oh no, that was
Fedorowicz.
Yeah.
I don't see Ryan Griffin listed anymore. Pretty much got all of the anybody that you would have thought really from the Seahawks, it looks like. Mike Davis, that's a name that's been kicked around in dynasty leagues. We did say Chris Carson, right? Nobody missed the obvious, I don't think.
Someone on some podcast said he might be a bell cow in Seattle, but I think he was joking.
Travis Benjamin wasn't mentioned.
Yes, he was.
Was he?
I said Travis Benjamin.
Okay. It sounds like we got, sounds like you guys pretty much.
We didn't get Ed Dixon, did we?
No.
I don't think we got Ed Dixon.
No, did not get on Ed Dixon. Nope. But anyway. He is likely falling from Seattle, right? All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. I wish you guys could have taken down Matt, but hey, another episode, another Matt win. Before we get out of here, let's go around the horn and everybody give their information where they can find you, everything. Let's start with Sal. Sal, where can people find you again and buy your 2QB draft guide?
Yeah, you can do that at 2QBs.com, TWOQBS. There's a big-ass banner that says click here to buy so nobody can miss it. And you can find me on Twitter at 2QBFFB.
You can find me with the lesser Sal at the Fantasy Football Funhouse. FantasyFootballFunhouse.com, FF Funhouse on Twitter. I'm at Wally Central. We do the Dynasty Wall Street. That's at Dynasty Wall Street on Twitter. And I don't know. You'll find me around.
Before we get out of here, John, I wanted to say thank you to these two guys, to Kevin. He obviously has a great podcast himself, but for putting on that 24-hour podcast-a-thon, and that was pretty awesome. And then Sal, I don't know if people listening to this know how influential Sal is in this community. He's had people work from him like Matt Harmon, TJ Hernandez, and he really does a lot to put positivity out into the community and lift people up. So I just want to say I appreciate these two guys for everything they do in the community.
Yeah, I agree. One of my favorite tweets that I see, and I see it quite frequently, is Sal tweeting out the following. Hey, if you've got an article or anything Absolutely. That you've published that you want me to shine a light on, put it here and I will retweet it. Like, that's huge. That's such an awesome thing to do because you have such a greater reach than anybody else that's trying to, you know, break in. And I can remember when I started doing Fantasy Insanity, like, I'm pretty sure Sal did that for me, like retweeted that out. And I mean, there was a listening bump. You can tell that. So that's a huge help. Sal is very, very, very generous to do that kind of thing, even though it's pretty easy for him to do, but it's still so nice that he does it. Like, so very much appreciated, Sal.
I feel it's pretty easy for anybody to do that.
It is. It really is.
Any kind of, I mean, it takes what, 20 seconds to type out a tweet that's not an Alex Smith joke? Like, those things. But we're a community. We should all help each other out.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one of the reasons. I mean, honestly, it's influenced me in that anytime that I listen to a podcast now, I literally try to hit that share button. Like,
you know,
I probably only remember to do it 50% of the time. But
with all, I was just going to say, with all of the like the negativity in our real lives these days and politics and all the other nonsense and how you think you start questioning, you know, humanity and all that, it's really nice to be able to look back on the Dynasty community and be like, you know, there are people out there doing good things. So, yeah, again, just thank you guys for doing that stuff.
Yeah, huge thanks.
Thanks, Matt. So, appreciate that.
Thank you, Matt, of course, for being the contestant tonight. How was it? Did you enjoy being back in the contestant?
It was fun, man. I liked hosting, but now I'm liking playing again. So
yeah,
your call for next show.
It's fun to go back. Let's see who we line up.
Like a guest host, and you want to go up against each other?
Oh, I would love that.
All right, we have to do that. All right, we might. There have been a couple of people that offered that. I think what we might have to do, Matt, is have like three people each make a game. Yeah. Yeah. And then have them each come on and host a game where me and you get to go against each other.
That works. Like, I like that.
But my selling point is you get a host of the Dynasty game night who doesn't play Dynasty. So who knows what could happen then.
I have imagine a feeling it would be a super flex related game. So I think Matt and I would both be down for it because
definitely.
That is the best.
You and Zach Reed. I will need to find a third, but yeah.
I think Bobby has. I think Bobby has said it, if I'm not mistaken. Sweet.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We just got to coordinate it.
That would be fun. All right. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Feel free to leave us a rate and review. We would really appreciate that. Those are always fun to get. But also share the show. Hit that little share button if you're listening on the Dynasty League Football Family podcast feed. Push that out there. Then people will get all kinds of podcasts with just one feed. All right. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I am, if you ever want to interact with me, I am at Empire FFL for now. At some point I got to change that. But, and Matt, you are at M Pricer, I do believe. Correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And follow the pod. We are at DGN Pod. Thanks for joining us. Let's listen to Zach sing.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game. With Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game night.